Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. Touchdown brings me round again to find.
On this Monday edition of Palmetto Mornings. It is 74 degrees. Good morning. I'm Tyler Cupp.
And I'm Chet Tucker.
And with us is Congressman Ralph Norman. We're going to do a bit of an extended segment with Ralph. We're going to have him on now and then have him on again later on after the 8 o'clock top of the hour. But Congressman Norman, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. And tough weekend as someone that you knew for a very, very long time who served along with you has passed away. Lindsey Graham died at the age of 71.
Well, it's a shock. You know, you think of Lindsey of always being one in the Senate, and you think of him as always being there, and he's been a fixture in South Carolina for, you know, dating back to when he first elected to the Congress in 1994. But he was really a, you know, as has been described, he had an amazing wit about him. It's not what he said, it's how he said it. He's like any good comedian, is timing. And I went to Germany with him, I don't know, a couple of years ago, and got to know him even better. But you know, he was he loved politics, he loved people, and you could tell it, and he was genuine.
Well, he talked about going to Germany. He just came back from a trip to Ukraine. He was very strong on foreign policy. I saw a term, a foreign policy hawk, is what some pundits had called him, and very strong in his views on going overseas and obviously getting in Trump's ear, being one of the few politicians that have done that over the last few years. But maybe kind of talk about the way he handled foreign policy over the last 5 or 6 years.
I know in Germany he went it was back-to-back meetings starting very early in the morning. He was at every meeting. He was he just loved it. That was his the thing that he enjoyed, getting into the details, getting into the weeds. And you know, it just showed. And I was with him. We were able to get the Medal of Honor after 5 years for Major Capers.
And oh yeah,
I sat right beside Lindsey at the White House when Capers actually was one of three that got the Medal of Honor. And you know, this was before his Ukraine trip. He looked tired. He looked different than I had remembered Lindsey, because you see him on TV, but you have all kind of makeup on then. But he was a good friend, and he was somebody that you just like to be around. He's one of the few politicians that ask you about how you're doing and not going into details of how great he was, and that's what made him special.
You know, the congressional travel, a little bit different, I would suppose, than being on Air Force One, you know, having the luxury of that type of travel. You know, what does a trip to Ukraine look like? I've heard, you know, 14-hour flight, and then you're not flying into Kiev. You're flying into Poland, most likely to Krakow, and then have about a 12-hour train ride. So it's not just, a pick-up and drop-down like you do when you're the president. It's much more difficult.
Difficult, and it's I know the trip that we had, you're always on the move. Always people are coming up and talking to you, particularly with Lindsey and his role there. And you're right, I can imagine, and I hadn't been to Ukraine lately, but it's a war-torn country, and the fact that he has to be shuttled around, it takes a toll on you. And the flight itself takes a toll on you, and your hours are all different. You've got a time delay of from Eastern Standard Time to overseas, and it takes a toll on you, and particularly with him, he did it all the time.
We're going to take a quick break to step aside for news. When we come back, we'll have an extended segment with Congressman Ralph Norman, talk more about Lindsey Graham and the future of that position. It is 8:01 on this Monday edition of Palmetto Mornings.
Fox News. Chris Foster, South Carolina Senate Republican Lindsey Graham's cause of death is reported as aortic dissection, a sudden tear caused by clogged and hardened blood vessels.
South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster will appoint someone to fill Senator Graham's seat for the remainder of his term. President Trump has said he has someone in mind, but would wait a bit before saying who it is. This is separate from the special election that will take place, likely August 11th, to find who will replace Graham as a Republican nominee for Senate. He had won his June primary.
It's Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Dozens more airstrikes are reported against Iran, with Iran firing at neighbors hosting American troops in retaliation.
Jordan, Oman, Bahrain, and Kuwait all took fire. The Kuwait is saying that border crossings, even an oil rig, were hit out there. There's been a lot of social media traffic suggesting that U.S. service members were injured in Kuwait. Those reports are not true.
Fox's Mike Tobin. America's listening to Fox News.
Wet conditions out there early this morning, although the bigger threat for rain is kind of winding down.
No accidents or incidents reported, however, for our motoring friends in York, Lancaster, and Chester County. Same goes for Rock Hill, Dave Lau Boulevard, Cherry Road, 70s Road, Highway 5, 21, and 160. Busy, but accident and incident free. 77 northbound, busy, but there's no problems there out of York County to the state line. North of the border right now, we got malfunctioning traffic signals still underway. Arrowwood Road at Forest Point Boulevard. We have an overturned vehicle that has the ramp blocked in the up-down. That's at Independence Boulevard, inbound off-ramp to I-277. And an accident still underway, West Craighead Road at Frew Road. In the traffic center, I'm Stephen Stone.
Weather is presented by Wild Birds Unlimited. We bring nature and people together, locations in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. They say early birds get the worm, but not always. Several birds, like goldfinches, cardinals, and robins, are late nesters. So fill your feeders for them and their hatchlings. From Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
You'll have to see wet conditions heading out the door early this morning, but the chance of rain kind of diminishing as the morning goes on, but we'll pick back up across the Tri-County later this afternoon. Heavy rain with some minor flash flooding concern, the biggest risk. Highs will barely be around 80. I'm meteorologist Keith Monday from Channel 9 Eyewitness News.
To the WRHI News Center for a check on those local headlines, brought to you by Comporium, making life easier.
A brand new school year is here, and this year, staying ahead means staying connected. From late-night research to virtual study groups, Comporium delivers the lightning-fast speeds they need to succeed. No buffering, no slowdowns, just seamless connection for the entire family. With options up to 8 gigs, there's a plan that's ideal for your growing young minds. From the first day of class to the last, we're here to help keep them moving forward. Power their potential this school year. Get Comporium Zipstream Internet today.
In the WRHI News Center, good morning once again. I'm Stephen Stone. Republican South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham has died at the age of 71 after what his office described yesterday as a brief and sudden illness. Fox's chief congressional correspondent Chad Pergram has more.
He had just been to Ukraine, and I think it was very striking that he had just been to Ukraine over the weekend and had met with Vladimir Zelensky and trying to figure out a way to end this war. And this is what he had to say in Ukraine just a couple of days ago.
I've never been more optimistic than I am today that we have the formula to end this war. Help Ukraine be more lethal. Let those supporting Russia to know it's going to be a price to be paid if you keep doing it.
It was very typical to hear from his office that he was going to be in the Middle East or he was going to be in Europe or someplace. And would we care to have an interview with him? He was always in the middle of almost every policy debate.
The tributes continue to pour in from the president, congressional leaders, and world leaders remembering Graham's decades of military and public service. Fellow South Carolina Senator Tim Scott reacts.
Gosh, America's lost a true statesman. We don't have many left, but he was a true statesman. But I've lost a friend. It is a morning of mourning for me. It's a powerful reminder that life is fleeting, that we are not here very long.
A York County councilman is hoping for better communication to salvage a transformational project in Rock Hill.
Hopefully, there's a meeting taking place today, and we're going to reach a compromise on this project. Octave Pharma is one that was brought to us by the South Carolina Department of Commerce. Commerce is committing $65 million to this economic development project.
That is County Councilman Watts Huckabee on social media Friday afternoon, implying that a meeting may have happened on Friday between Rock Hill and York County. It's coming after a fee in lieu of tax agreement on Octapharma, the $1.5 billion economic investment coming to the former Panther site, changed three different times before final passage last Wednesday. The deal now redirects 85% of the city of Rock Hill's anticipated share of tax revenue and 10% of the county's economic development allocation straight to the school district. This came without any consent between county and city. Councilman Huckabee on what he thinks should happen.
So I suggest we pass this as it was initially. And then after we pass it, Monday night, somebody that voted for this would have to present a reconsideration. So Monday night, County Council would re-vote on this, pass first reading, get Octapharma out of this equation and conversation. And then, like most adults do, let's sit down and have a conversation with the city of Rock Hill. That's your county, our government, our county manager, and county council with the mayor.
Councilman Huckabee also revealed new information saying that the Rock Hill School District did reach out to members of your county, which may have led to all the changes, giving more tax incentives and share to the school district. This coming as new information as school board members told WRHI previously they had no knowledge of discussions and no formal request was given to the county from the schools. WRHI did reach out to the school district for a statement. We understand that there will be a meeting of their board members this morning. Winthrop University is working on a number of projects that would improve the outside and inside of its campus. From the oil tank removal on Alumni Drive, the renovations at the amphitheater, Coliseum, and the tennis center will see 14 pickleball courts. Rick Lee sits on the Winthrop Board of Trustees. He talks about the updates and presentation given from the Vice President of Facilities Management, James Grigg.
Well, it is extraordinary. The number of projects that we have going on right now would take 15 minutes just to list them all off. And the upgrades to these generational buildings, the 130 years that some of these buildings have been here, I'm very proud of what James and his staff are able to do and the vision we have for the next 100 years.
On their five-year list of projects, the hope is to get all the money from the state, but there would be money as well from excess revenues due to tuitions. Winthrop is at its highest enrollment since 2019.
It doesn't hurt to have a rising enrollment, as we have had for several years now, and targeting, we hope, maybe 6,000 students in the near future. The added revenue that comes from that allows us to do the things necessary to make this 2036 campus in 2026. So we're really happy with what's happening.
Mr. Lee said the tennis center is the design phase and is hoping to start work this September. The list of projects and presentation is available to the public now on the Winthrop website. In the WRHI News Center, I'm Stephen Stone.
Comporium's 1-gig zip stream gives you lightning-fast internet uploads and downloads, faster transfers of large files, and all your devices working efficiently on the same network. For over 130 years, Comporium has helped our neighbors stay connected with right-next-door service. We're more than just a provider. Comporium is part of the fabric of this community. Always have been, always will be. Visit Comporium.com to learn about ZipStream 1-gig internet. Comporium, combining top-tier technology with local customer service and deep community roots.
Burns Chevrolet has stocked a huge selection of Chevrolet cars, trucks, and SUVs to make sure you find the right ride at the right price. Each model is competitively priced, and our team will make sure that you get the best financing available. Together, let's drive at BurnsChevrolet.com. I-77 and Cherry Road in Rock Hill.
This is Benny Etter. No matter how you sing it, we love that you're singing our jingle.
No matter what the weather,
AirTech makes it better.
No matter what the weather,
call AirTech Heating and Air.
803-327-7100.
In 1970, the rock opera Jesus Christ Superstar was released, captivating an international audience. But it ends with his crucifixion. Hi, I'm Bruce McKagan, creator of the new rock opera, He's Alive. This finally completes the Superstar story. I'm excited to present an exclusive screening of He's Alive at the McGirt Auditorium, July 25th at 7 and the 26th at 3. $20 at the door, benefiting Pathways.
If your future depends upon stock and bond markets, then you won't want to miss listening to Intelligent Investing Tuesdays here on WRHI. Each week, Justin Anderson shares his common sense, intelligent approach to investing, which is done in-house rather than being outsourced. And that skill has earned Anderson Griggs Investments in Rock Hill a national reputation for their investment expertise. Intelligent Investing Tuesdays here on WRHI 100.1 FM or online anytime at WRHI.com. Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
Six 11 on this Monday edition of Palmetto Mornings, WRHI 100.1 AM 1340, Facebook, YouTube, and CN2. Good morning. I'm Tyler Cupp.
And I'm Chet Tucker.
Continuing our interview with 5th District Congressman Ralph Norman on the life and legacy of Senator Lindsey Graham. And Congressman Norman, you talked about going overseas with Senator Graham and his foreign policy tactics, but in terms of how he cared about the state of South Carolina, that has been a point that a lot of political pundits have made, a lot of audio reaction that we've heard. Senator Tim Scott heard Nancy Mace say that earlier today as well in a news clip. In terms of him caring about the state of South Carolina, what can you comment on that as well?
Well, he just took an interest in it. He loved the people here. He loved interactions. You know, he's from Central South Carolina, which is a small town.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think his roots, small town roots, never left him. He was somebody that loved talking. He loved getting involved into details, particularly when it came to foreign policy. But I remember him on the Kavanaugh hearings. That's where he made his mark. He was emotional. He turned the tide in the Judiciary Committee. It carried by one vote, 11 to 10. I think that when it hit the Senate floor, he had two votes to spare, 48 to 51, I thought, maybe 50. But he did that, and I think that set him apart, and we would not have had the conservative Supreme Court that we have without Brett Kavanaugh.
Yeah, I think, you know, that one moment, we were talking kind of before we got started, but the passion, the fire – you know, I think for the most part, constituents like to believe that the people who they elect into office believe the things that they say. I think in one moment, you could certainly see what Lindsey Graham believed in that hearing. You know, the passion with which he addressed not only the accusations against Kavanaugh, but the attempts to tear down what I think was widely considered to be a pretty darn good man and standing up for him. And it went, like you said, you know, the distance in bringing some of those people who were hesitant to get him to that nomination.
It did. And you saw a side of Lindsey that very few people would see. He had had it with the accusations. I mean, to bring back something that they said he was drunk in high school and assaulted a lady, he was tired of it. And this has been going on for a number of months. And I guess the side that he showed at the Kavanaugh hearings were emotional. I think he was on the verge of tears. And it turned the tide. And the public opinion started weighing in on the fact this was a clown show that did not need to happen to a man who had, by everything we found out, he had an extraordinary legal mind. He had a great past career, and he's doing a good job on the Supreme Court.
Talking to Congressman Ralph Norman, and Congressman Norman, before we talk about the future of this position and your name being linked to it, I want to ask you something that we talked about with former House Representative Gary Semerle and the ability to cross party lines, and all those news coverages that I talked about watching, they all said that Senator Graham had that great ability to cross the party line and have those conversations that needed to be had to get certain things done. Your perspective on that?
Well, what he would do is the meetings I had with him and observed him, he would try to get to a yes, but he would focus on what can we agree on. And then once we start with that, go into the details of what we disagree on. And Lindsey was somebody who you couldn't dislike him. You may disagree with him, but you can't dislike him. And that's the art of how he made it in politics. And it was genuine. It wasn't something you can fake. And so that's how he did what he did. And that's why he was reelected each time and could serve for, 24 years in the Senate.
Congressman, I'm interested. You know, there was a unique relationship between Senator Graham and Senator John McCain, a relationship that, you know, many people were familiar with. And when there was, you know, initial talk about Joe Biden, I think Senator Graham was one of the ones that came up and said, hey, if you can't respect Joe Biden for the man that he is, you know, I don't know a better man. I think Hunter Biden had a pretty lengthy post about kind of that interaction. But why do we only see, you know, so much of the negative, the headbutting that happens in Washington versus some of those friendships that go across party lines that, you know, kind of Washington of old was known for?
Well, negativity sells. I mean, that's where, you know, you make your headlines, and that's where, unfortunately, the public always sees before they see anything else. But you're right. John McCain's a perfect example of somebody that Lindsey respected. He liked his military career, what he did during the war as a prisoner of war. And they just had a kindred spirit between the two of them that was real. And I was with several things when McCain was running for president. Lindsey would be there with him, would take him around the state. And he always had a funny quip about John McCain and what things that were funny. And that's how he would start off every rally that I heard. He'd tell a joke, and then he would get around to introducing McCain. But it was a easy back and forth between those two. But he was like that with a lot of people. You know, Mitch McConnell, I think he had that a good relationship with. But the public, unfortunately, never sees that.
Let's talk about the future of this position. It is state law that there must be a GOP special primary on August the 11th. Primary filing will start July 21st, run through the 28th. A potential runoff would be 2 weeks after the primary on August the 25th. The winner will face Annie Andrews in November. Governor Henry McMaster plans to fill the position in an interim basis, who will serve until January 3rd. Number of names have been linked, and Congressman Norman, be remiss if I did not bring yours up. Your name has been reported as a possible name that could jump in the mix here and run. There is even something that I saw that you might be making some sort of announcement tomorrow in D.C. Is that right?
Well, we'll see. I think out of respect for Senator Graham, everybody ought to just take a moment to remember him as is being done right now. But no, it's a quick turnaround. Nancy and myself and others have been just involved with the governor's race all over the state, which is tiring. The good thing about this is short. It will be a race that I think probably a number of people will be considered. I'm looking at it, and we'll see what takes place. But today, I think it's fitting to give him the accolades that he deserves, and then decide what path he'll take. But it'll be an interesting primary. Getting the voters out will be key, and but I think it'll be a good process.
Well said. And also, cutting your news clips when the fallout of the governor primary happened, one of the few times I think the people had seen you be emotional.
Yeah.
I know that was a very long campaign, tough campaign. Were you guys at the Ebenezer Grill when you were talking to Alan Wilson, Attorney General? Where was that? Where you guys were, I don't even know if you know the cameras were on you. It was a clip that was posted on Twitter, and it was you guys were talking about, you know, the things that you believe in that Alan Wilson's going to do. And just seemed very genuine is what I wanted to say.
It was. It was genuine. At the at Lord Audrey's hot dog place.
Okay.
And so I didn't know the cameras were on. But, yeah, Alan was there. I joined him. He was at earlier at a gun store, and then he came to – I couldn't go to the – and he was at Sun City prior to that, and then he went to Lord's
place. That's what
place.
It was. It was that day, yeah, because I remember hearing about the Sun City event.
But it was it was good, and it's of course I endorsed Alan. He was the best man for the job in the runoff, and I think he'll win. I think he'll do a good job.
Well, Congressman Norman, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us on Palmetto Mornings.
My pleasure. Thank you.